All right. Welcome, 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 everyone. Ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, this is Tony's Political Ramblings, episode 16. So, today we're going to look at something I set up a few episodes back. If any of you remember from the Republican Reckoning episode, I mentioned basically that there is an ideological rift in the Republican Party. There is the more moderate business Republicans, party of Reagan, type wing, which is embodied by people like Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney. And then there's the pro-authoritarian, crazy right wing, embodied by former, emphasis on the former, President Trump. And eventually one side would have to win out. And the way things are trending, it's starting to look like the right wing, the Trump authoritarian, anti-freedom wing of the party is going to win out. That's what it looks like. And so I also mentioned in that episode that the only way that the Republican Party could, or as now I'm calling them the anti-freedom party, could move forward is if they cheat. And that's exactly what they're working on. So let me just start here, because that's a bold claim to make, calling Republicans the anti-freedom party, Republican Party leadership, the anti-freedom party. That's a big claim. So what do I have to back that up? Well, they're making it very easy for me. So as I mentioned a couple episodes back as well, there was the proposed bipartisan independent investigation into the terrorist attack on the U.S. Capitol that happened on January 6th. That was filibustered and not passed because of the Senate Republicans. They were 6 senators from the Republican side and 35 House reps from the Republican side who voted in favor of a bipartisan independent investigation into the terrorist attack on the Capitol with the intent to overthrow an election. But literally every single other Republican in Congress voted against it. So that's one pretty strong piece there. Also, you had the other day, let me pull this up here. You had Michael Flynn, which is a former associate of former President Trump here, who made the comment that a Myanmar-style coup should have happened here in the United States following former President Trump's defeat in November of 2020. So you have that. And then the biggest, largest move piece of this is coming from the voter suppression bills coming out of Republican-led states. And so just for the sake of anyone who doesn't already know this, you know how we have the House and the Senate on the federal level who make laws for the country. You have that on the state level as well. You have a state, we'll just say, for example, Florida. You have the Florida House and the Florida Senate, and they make laws that are relevant to the state of Florida, but they cannot be in conflict with federal laws. And so in what's particularly important here as it relates to voter suppression bills is a Supreme Court case in 2013, Shelby versus Holder, my mistake, Shelby versus Holder. And essentially, what happened out of that was a couple of provisions in the Voting Rights Act from 1965, which is a fundamentally reality-shifting piece of legislation that came out of the LBJ administration that made it a lot easier to vote. But the particular provision in question was that states had to get federal approval before they could make changes to their voting rights, or their voting rules in their states. So let's just say Florida, for example. If Florida wanted to change their voting rules, they would have to get that approved by the federal government. They cannot just act unilaterally and not have any oversight. But in 2013, Shelby versus Holder ended up stripping that piece of the legislation out. So since then, states have legally been able to change their own voting rights laws unilaterally without anybody having any sort of recourse to stop them. And so that brings us to the efforts that have really increased dramatically since the 2020 election of President Biden. And you have a lot of bills coming in from Republican-run state legislatures across the country. But I'll just key in on a couple of really dramatic instances of those. But generally, these anti-freedom Republicans push this idea that these measures are for voter security when they are actually for voter suppression. We'll just take this piece of the Georgia legislation that's already been passed, actually. It was signed off by the governor in Georgia. So let's say you're just walking around Fulton County, Georgia, and you see a line of people voting, and one of them asks you, "Hey, could you buy me a water real quick? I don't want to get out of line." So you say, "Sure," because you know that is the nice thing to do. And so you walk up to a convenience store, you buy your new politically active friend a bottle of water, you bring it to them in line, and then 10 seconds later, you're on the ground in handcuffs because that is illegal now in the state of Georgia. You cannot bring somebody water while they are waiting in line to vote because of the new voter suppression bills. That's just one piece of it. Obviously, there are more bigger structural pieces as well, things like shortening the time to vote by mail, that window, and as well as removing mail-in ballot boxes across the state. And the same is true in a lot of places. And Texas is another one that is actively working to remove drive-in voting. And for people who work full-time, sometimes work two jobs, that mail-in, you know, drive-in, mail-in voting, that's the only way that they can vote. So these bills are not aimed at protecting the right to vote. They're aimed at the suppression and the stripping individuals of the right to vote, to disenfranchising, to silencing the American people. Fundamentally, that's what this is. Luckily, there are a couple of measures in place to counteract these moves. The first would be, and there are actually literally two bills in Congress right now that are floating around. You have the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which would essentially, if you remember from earlier in the podcast, I mentioned the Shelby versus Holder case that stripped the federal approval of voting rights changes. That would, if this John Lewis Voting Rights Act passed, that would essentially be put back into the bill, meaning that states, if the states wanted to change their voting rights or their voting rules and regulations in the future, they would have to seek federal approval. They could not just do it on their own and have a state legislature run by one party do that without any sort of ability for anyone else to stop them. And the second one is which is much more comprehensive, which would be the For the People Act. It would work to expand voting rights. It would work to take big money out of politics, so we're not completely dependent on things like large corporations to decide who we vote for in an election. One of the other big pieces of this is that it would remove gerrymandering, which is the deliberate drawing of county and election lines to favor one party over another. Just very wonky looking shapes, just so that one party, oftentimes the Republican Party, would win. Republican Anti-Freedom Party, my mistake. And so this would make it so that election districts were redrawn by an independent group, not a state legislature controlled by one party without anyone being able to stop them. And so these two acts are huge. If Congress is able to pass these would be huge. It would work to counteract any of these anti-freedom, anti-democratic, anti-American bills from being passed at the state level. It would supersede them, and these bills in Texas, Georgia, Florida would have no power at all because they would be overruled, essentially. But because the majority of Democratic senators in the Senate is not large enough to meet that 60-vote threshold, they would have to vote to remove the filibuster in order for this to get passed. And if you remember the video on the filibuster, we'll get into that. I got into it more over there. It gives you a better understanding. So it's a tricky time at the moment. To save our democracy as we know it, and I'm not saying that as a dramatic thing, this is genuine. To save our democracy, we have to get rid of a outdated rule in the Senate that's been around for roughly 200 years. So it will be interesting to see how this plays out. But I'm really hoping for that For the People Act, that and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act to go through. And if I were you, I would give your representatives, I would give your senators a call. Because what's happening from the anti-freedom Republican Party is despicable, and it has to stop.